This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, what is the importance of niyyah, our intention, and ikhlas, our sincerity, in the ubudiyyah, servitude of Allah? Now, dear listeners, since intention, niyyah, is the criterion of value in every single act, including worship, it's important to talk a little bit about this matter. Now, the element that gives importance to a person's actions are his intentions, his motives, or the objectives in what they are trying to accomplish. Meaning, what is the purpose? So, in the verses of the Holy Quran, the phrase, in the way of Allah, fi sabilillah, is often used, and matter of fact, at least 70 times. And thus, this phrase, fi sabilillah, is on the one hand an encouragement for people to have in the way of Allah as their intention, and on the other hand, a warning for people to ensure that their actions and intentions be in the way of Allah and not for the sake of other than Allah. It's like a dangerous road in which many signboards have been set up. Servitude of Allah is also like a way which has many precipices. And all of these emphasize is a warning for avoiding deviations. This is particularly true with respect to devotional acts, which without the purest of intentions, they lose all hope of seeking nearness to Allah. And thus, intention is the pillar of worship. Someone asked Ayatollah Muhammad Taqi Behjat, what are one of the best things that we can do to enhance our spirituality? He said,
انجام بدهد عمل مخلصین را چون اخلاص از طرف ما نباشد.
To reach the status of purified and sincere ones, one should perform the actions of those who are مخلصین, or those whose actions are sincerely for Allah. Because until there is no sincerity from our side, we will not be granted sincerity from the one who wants sincerity from us. The discussion here is based around whether or not we choose to offer sincere servitude and submission or not. So far as we have not done this, he will not grant us his own sincerity, which is in fact the purification of our souls, becoming mukhlas or purified.
آثار اخلاص خودش را که مخلص بود به نماز ترتیب نمیده.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, we were talking about intention as regards to ubudiyya. If an action is done without intention, or one has ungodly intentions behind what they are doing, it will become invalid, batil. Now, intention is the pillar of worship and the essence and foundation of actions. The most sacred acts are spoiled because of the mixed intentions behind them, while the simplest of acts gain in value on account of the purely good intentions behind them. Now, intention is the indispensable prerequisite for the acceptance of a deed. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, quotes a statement from Allah where it says, "I do not accept anyone except the one who is sincere to me." In Rawla al-Muttaqeen, volume 12, page 152, we find that intention magnifies even a small deed. Again, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, says, "Anyone who performs a small act for the sake of God, Allah will make it bigger than he wishes in the sight of others. And anyone who performs a great act for the sake of people, Allah will make it trivial in the sight of others." Yes, dear friends, honor, izzah, and disgrace, dhillah, are in the hands of Allah, and it is He who draws hearts towards a person. So one must work for Allah to set their works aright. For the sake of Allah, Prophet Abraham, left his wife and son in the scorching deserts of Mecca. Prophet Abraham then asked Allah to draw the hearts of people towards them. As we find in chapter Ibrahim, which is chapter 14, verse number 37, he says, "Our Lord, so make the hearts of a part of the people fond of them, Abraham's descendants, and provide them with fruits that they may give thanks."
In the name of Allah, assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of the program, Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I would like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Dhakirin, The Whispered Prayer of the Rememberers. Please stay with me. My God, love-mad hearts are enraptured by you. Disparate intellects are brought together by knowing you. Hearts find no serenity except in remembering you. Souls find no rest except in seeing you. You are the glorified in every place, the worshipped at every time, the found at every moment, the called by every tongue, the magnified in every heart. I pray forgiveness from you for every pleasure but remembering you, every ease but intimacy with you, every happiness but nearness to you. Every occupation, but obeying you. My God, you have said, and your word is true. O you who have faith, remember God with much remembrance, and glorify him at dawn and in the evening. And you have said, and your word is true, remember me, and I will remember you. You have commanded us to remember you, and promised that you will remember us thereby, in order to ennoble, respect, and honor us. Here we are, remembering you as you have commanded us. So accomplish what you have promised us, O rememberer of the rememberers, O most merciful of the merciful.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. سبحانه ما أعظمه والملك لا شريك له لبيك إن الحمد لك والعز لك.